Many years ago, after visiting my brother in Vienna, my now wife and I took a short excursion to Lake Hallstatt. As we watched the lights of the village bounce playfully on the lake's water, the village suddenly plunged into darkness. For us, the blackout was fortuitous, for it revealed the night sky and its spellbinding luminosity. It was a profound moment. I felt arrested to the glory and majesty of nature. It was then I realized I had reached the pinnacle of joy, the apex of my happiness. But this was just a result of puerile naivety. As many moons later, I stumbled across the engrossing podcast that is Big Timmy's House. This podcast fills me with such dizzying rapture and sheer blind ecstasy that time at Hallstatt means nothing to me now. It should be cast into the lake with some concrete footwear and never be heard of again.
Welcome to another edition of Big Timmy's House. Woo-hoo! The only podcast that has a house. Woo! And a Big Timmy.
Woo!
I'm Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
I was going to be like, you'd be like, I'm House.
I'm House. I could be House.
You could be the American Doctor TV show.
Yeah.
Like House.
Who's played by an Englishman.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hugh Laurie, the greatest actor.
Yeah.
In the world. Well, one of the greatest actors in the world. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
We digress.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
It was Valentine's Day, like, a few days
ago.
Yes. We're recording it on Valentine's Day, so we're naturally naked in chocolate.
Sure.
I think that's what you're supposed to do, isn't it?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, this is awkward.
Oh, yeah, we could do it. We can.
We should probably get out this chocolate.
We should try new things, so why not?
Just bathing in chocolate.
Yeah, as long as it's vegan chocolate. It could be a very expensive bath.
Yeah, with vegan chocolate it would be.
Yeah.
So before we get into the episode, we should just do the quick baby news, which I think needs a theme. We need to be like, wah, wah. I don't know, like maybe that's the thing.
Who knows?
So
someone can make one for us, that'd be great.
Yeah, if you make a baby theme, then you can we'll play it.
Sure.
I'll do anything. Not anything, obviously, but so we saw the baby again on the 20-week scan.
We did.
And they kept showing their ass to the camera.
Well, yep. Like showing their ass.
Yeah. That was the scan where we could have found out the gender, but we haven't. It's going to be a surprise.
Surprise!
So they were like going like, every so often they were like, look away, the scan lady.
Yeah, we're just
going
to measure the legs, so look away, okay.
And like,
felt like naughty school children.
Yeah, I felt like I was like a really repressed person, like, look away, and we're like,
okay.
Can't say the naughty bits. But we did see the arse, it kept flashing its arse at us.
Yeah, definitely loved flashing the arse.
And yeah, they seemed to be a bit of a prankster, kept hiding, like moving their arms in the way of the scans.
Yeah, totally.
Look, because they use this scan to see if there's any abnormalities and things like that, and we've got a healthy baby. Well,
you have a healthy baby.
Things.
Yep, a little smaller on the smaller side, but
really still, long legs though.
Yeah, really long legs.
They're going to be a model on the catwalk.
Catwalk, or a dancer,
catwalk, yeah.
or an athletic.
They could have, yeah. They could be an athletic.
I don't mind them being an athlete.
It could be like a runner or a jumper.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
What if they were like, I want to become a jumper, like an actual jumper, as in like a woody jumper.
Like, how would you do that?
They're like this, and they transform into a jumper.
I'd be like, oh, we'd be super impressed.
Me too.
Super impressed.
That's the answer I was hoping for. Like, impressed.
Impressed, absolutely.
So yeah, we're all sort of good. Tanya's had a jab.
Two jabs, to be precise.
Two jabs, and literally it was like, ba-bam, ba-bam.
Yep, straight off, one after the other. Nearly passed out, but we didn't, did we?
No, I didn't even have an inkling of passing out. So
no, you're okay.
I was a brave boy watching. But no, you did all right. We got home.
I think I just needed some sugar. I think I should have bought some sweets with me just to give me that sugar like boost. Never mind.
Guys go through this at home, make sure you've got sweets with you when you go for your injections, and then you can be like, reward yourself with sugar.
Absolutely.
Sugary goodness. So, do we have anything to tell the listeners?
I have some fun Valentine's facts.
Yeah? Do you want to socky them to me?
Okay.
Sorry, that has no point of reference because we didn't mention sake at all. So
no.
Sake it to me, baby.
There is a Japanese one. Not on here, but I do know it.
Oh, okay.
Do you want me to read it on
You can
first?
Do the Japanese one because we mentioned sake, which is a Japanese drink.
So I'll see it. Most people probably know this, but they might not. So obviously on Friday, February 14th, it's more traditional for the women to give chocolates to their fancies.
Yeah.
That's the Women's Day. And then a month later, on March the 14th, it's called White Day. And then the recipients, the males, then return the gifts back, or give a gift of some sort back.
I was going
to
say,
yeah, I don't want your chocolates.
I ate half of them, but
yeah, they weren't to my taste.
I left all the ones with coconut in. Do you like coconut?
Do you like coconut? Yeah.
I left the bounty for you.
Yeah, yeah. So apparently, when Valentine's Day got to Japan, it was misread. That instead of the man giving it to the woman, like most countries do, it was turned the other way. And then obviously because I think that was in 1934, I think somewhere around that time, it might not be right, but that's what the website said to me. But obviously as traditions and people travelling, it should be a male thing. So that's when, I think White Day came into fashion as well.
Okay. Well, I like the idea of, like, you know, because chaps do tend to go after the ladies, don't they?
Yeah. So it's quite nice having it the other way around, to be honest, I have to say.
Like, ladies, you can give me some
chocolates. Yeah, your turn.
So I guess they would make it known, like, oh, I'm giving you these chocolates then.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, because in this country, like in the West, it seems to be like
a secret admirers. They obviously give with both hands, obviously, because that's obviously another tradition in Japan.
Yeah.
You give with both hands, and obviously then they receive it with both hands.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's always known. It's like at first, it's never known, and then until that day, like, here you go, and they're like, ah, and like everyone goes blushes, and you know, like all the anime things.
Yeah.
So obviously they're probably like twice as worse in the anime stories.
Do you think let's say one guy gets
most likely.
Like a load of offers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, most likely.
And then he just has to pick one to give the thing, or could he be like, you know?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest. I don't know whether he has to get and give back to everyone.
Yeah.
He'll be very poor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could bankrupt people. That,
yeah,
that
you
could be the way that
you
destroy them. Like,
you destroy a company and give it to your boss and go, here you go.
Well, no, you could destroy a guy. You could be like,
yeah,
like let's all give him chocolates, and then he has to reciprocate. I guess it would just be like you give the one.
I think it is usually to the one that you want.
Imagine 20 people or like 100 people give you chocolates, and you have to just
pick one.
Destroy 99 people.
Yeah.
And then they all become vengeful against you, and they're just like, let's kill them.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if that's happened before, but most likely something's happened.
Write in if you've had this experience.
Yeah, who knows?
And we'll interview you. I'll do an interview. I'll be like, hello, what's your name?
Yeah.
See, I'm really good at interviewing.
So yeah, that's a Japanese thing that happened. The Japanese tradition.
Yeah,
now,
that's cool.
So here's another few things around the world. Well, I think most of them are from the US. So, but about 25% of pet owners give Valentine's gift to their pets. And that was in 2020.
Now, I will probably give Milo... I always give him treats. So maybe I'll go a licky lick and a sticky stick.
And a sticky stick.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's,
my God.
He's already, look at him. He's so fat. He's not really. He's like... He's quite small, really. I mean, I'm taller than him, so...
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's what I'm measuring against, so...
That's true.
Look at him, he's tiny.
He's tiny. Well, he does have tinier legs than most cats, I have to say. I think maybe just because he's a house cat, so he hasn't tended to grow them. I don't know. Pass.
Maybe he's just like, we haven't watered him enough. We should put him in the... Get the watering can quick.
Yeah, quick. Anyway. So, yeah. So you might be one of those people who gives their pet their undivided love.
I mean, I give Milo quite a lot of affection.
You do.
I carry him. That's why he's got short legs.
Yeah, you carry him everywhere. That's true, you do.
But that's because he's like, wee.
Well, yeah, I don't. I was like, no, if you want food, you got to come and get it.
I'm the softy and you're
the hardcore one.
You're like, no, walk, you lazy.
You walk,
bugger.
Yeah, you can walk. I ain't walk. I ain't carrying you. Anyway, another fun fact, about 85% of Valentine's cards are bought by women. Again, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, it is sort of used as an opportunity for the lady to be like, show a bit of interest.
It's easier to do a card as an anonymous gift.
So. I have a thing with cards.
Yeah, you don't really like cards, do you?
No, because it's just like, it doesn't, like, even the card that I got, I actually got you a card.
You did get me a card.
And this year it wasn't video game themed as well.
No.
So I think last year I got you the it's a card with two Game Boys on it. Yeah. It says We're Connected. Which I was like, that's...
Awesome.
That's a card that I can get behind. I got a cat one this year.
You did.
I looked at all these cards and I'm like, this doesn't really like express how I feel. And then I saw the cat one and I was like, well, that's, I like cats. Tanya likes cats. And then I was like, I had to put like, this doesn't even cover how I feel, but like cats.
Cats are good.
You know, cats.
Cats are good.
Cats.
Cats are good, yes. Also, about 250 million roses are grown for Valentine's Day.
I can confirm, because I went into the co-op on the way home and there was lots of
roses, and half of those will be red.
Yeah, a lot of them were red.
Yep.
Is that a thing that you're just like... Because, I mean, like, if I got flowers, I'd be flattered by flowers, but I wouldn't be like... Yeah, flowers.
Yeah.
Because, like, I like something that's... Like, I like something a bit more permanent.
Yeah. Because another one of his... It says, men and women prefer candy to flowers.
I mean...
It's American, so chocolate, you know.
Yeah.
That sorts of stuff.
I may have received two chocolate oranges in a bag of M&Ms, and that is, like... You know what I mean? That's the best.
It's like, you're happy.
Oh my God. I love both so much. And if you had to make me choose, I couldn't. So,
That's why I bought you both.
Yeah, so. Getting both is just like...
I bought you both.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. So yeah, an estimated 145 million greeting cards are exchanged in the US alone.
I mean, think of all that...
Card.
Yeah, all those trees that could be... yeah, I mean, I think that's why if you see a card manufacturer that says we'll plant a tree for every card we sell, I mean, imagine if they did that.
The whole universe would be covered in trees.
Yeah, just for one day as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Hallmark. What's the other one?
Hallmark is the majority of them.
Hallmark is the majority, but then is there another one? What's that one that Clinton's? We go? Clinton's? But they sell Hallmark cards.
I do.
I don't know any of the card factories, so... God damn it.
So there's quite a few card makers, but there's...
Yeah, yeah.
They're not as big branded as Hallmark.
If Hallmark did it alone...
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we would have forests all over the shop. We would have.
Yes.
That's not necessarily a fact. So you'll have to check it yourselves, but like... If you can encourage Hallmark to do that...
Yeah, or even plant a tree for every 10 cards.
Even
that would be an immense...
Yeah.
Immensely amount of trees.
Get more trees. Get more trees. Sorry, yeah. I'm really on... I'm really on a tree kick now. I'm like, yeah. Save the tree. Make more trees!
Make more trees! Vinegar valentines were used to deter suitors in Victorian England.
Oh, so you cover your...
No, you don't cover yourself in vinegar, no. It's basically where you give more not-so-nice treats.
Oh, so you'd be like... Oh, I'm trying to think of a vinegary thing that I don't like, but I like all vinegary things.
It's not just like vinegary things, it's like salty things, you know, not-so-tasty things that most people would not like.
I guess for me it would be melon. If you gave me like just a melon, I'd be like, oh, I guess she doesn't like me anymore.
Yeah, sort of that sort of thing. So it's like, I'm not interested in you, basically.
Could be quite dangerous though, because you could be like, oh, I have this like salt block, and the person could be like, I love salt blocks, blah 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 blah, blah. And then all of a sudden you've got like a salty suitor. Salty suitor. Harry Potter and the salty suitor. Yeah, there you go.
Totally.
Absolutely. Salty suitor, I like that.
Candy hearts were also originally made as medical lozenges.
I can see that. So, like, you could be like, oh, this will do your heart some good.
So
have a candy heart.
Candy heart.
Are they just generally made out of gelatin then? Candy hearts. I don't... What are they?
Oh, I don't actually know.
I'll look it up. You carry on.
The last one I've got is teachers are the number one recipients of Valentine's stuff. Or Valentine's treats, I should say.
It's because people fancy the teachers.
They do. Lots of people fancy their teachers.
But there's a song about that. It's called Don't Stand So Close to Me by Sting and the Police.
So that's all my fun facts. Oh, I've just had it. Oh.
So it's just corn syrup, sugar, gelatin, and food colouring. Isn't the taste, but the playful nostalgia. What? I guess they're just like. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, they're like the chalky ones.
Yeah.
So it's like, like love hearts, basically.
Yeah, love hearts, basically.
Okay. I like a pack of love hearts.
And speaking of which, love hearts weren't available in 2019. Because in 2018, Nico, the producer or whatever, declared bankruptcy, forcing the company to close its original plant and sell off all its candy brands. Spangler Candy Company ended up acquiring the rights to Sweethearts, and after setting up production in the new plant, Sweethearts returned to the shelves in 2020.
I had no idea.
I did, no, neither did I. But without a few changes due to equipment problems, luckily by 2021, Spangler had worked out its kinks. So there you go.
Cheese and crackers.
Yeah, maybe because there was such a backlog that there was always something on the shelves that we never noticed.
It could have been, yeah.
But worse it, well, it seems like we weren't looking for them at the time, were we? So who would have known?
Yeah, I mean, that's my sort of point. It's not like you're there going like, oh.
Really fancy a love heart.
Yeah. It's like one of those things where when it's there, you'll be like, I'll have them.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have that pack of love hearts. But like until that moment happens, you're just like, no. I'm not there thinking now, like, ooh, would it be good to get some love hearts?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a bit of a weird one. I've got a new segment, and it's been born out of the fact that this is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We're going to read a romantic fan fiction. It's quite a famous one. But I've wanted to read it for some time because I've heard it's quite amazing. It's called My Immortal by I guess it says Midnight Essence, but I don't think it is. That's the original thing. This has been re-uploaded because it was taken down because there was questions of whether it was legitimate.
Okay.
Or because it's like it's sort of like quite ridiculous. So what I'm going to do is I'll read you some chapters, and we can interrupt if you want.
Nice.
And we can discuss certain sections.
Oh, my arm. After the jabs, I've just got a nice, heavy arm.
Yes.
So I continue.
So what we'll do is I'll start reading, and I'm going to read all the author's notes so you can get a feel for it. This is the start of the romantic epic.
Ooh, epic.
My Immortal.
Awesome.
So chapter 1, author's note. Special fangs, get it? Because I'm gothic. To my GF, ew, not in that way. Raven, bloody tears 666 for helping me with da story and spelling. You rock, Justin, you da love of my depressing life. You rock too. MCR rocks.
Okay, I'm guessing they love My Chemical Romance then.
Yes, so you'll probably get this within the first line of this. Now, I might have to add my own punctuation just as a warning.
Just so you can breathe.
Because there's a lot of lack of punctuating. Okay. This. Okay. Hi, my name is Ebony Darkness Dementia Raven Way. And I have long ebony black hair. That's how I got my name. With purple streaks and red lips that reaches my mid-black and icy blue eyes like limpid tears. And a lot of people tell me I look like Amy Lee. Author's note. If you don't know who she is, get the hell out of here. I'm not related to Gerard Way, but I wish I was because he's a major fucking hottie. I'm a vampire, but my teeth are straight and white. I have pale white skin. I'm also a witch, and I go to a magic school called Hogwarts in England, where I'm in the 7th year. I'm 17. I'm a goth, in case you couldn't tell. I mean, it's a story, so we can't.
No, no. I can't really visualise what you're looking like right now, but okay.
I wear mostly black. I love Hot Topic. And buy all my clothes from there. For example, today I was wearing a black corset with matching lace around it, and black leather miniskirt, pink fishnets, and black combat boots. I was wearing black lipstick, white foundation, black eyeliner, and red eye shadow. I was walking outside Hogwarts. It was snowing and raining, so there was no sun, which I was happy about. A lot of prep stared at me. I put my middle finger at them. Hey, Ebony, shouted a voice. I looked. It was Draco Malfoy. What's up, Draco? I need to give her a good night. What's up, Draco? I asked. Nothing, he said shyly. But then I heard my friends call me and I had to go away. Author's note. Is it good? Please tell me, Fangs. Chapter 2.
Okay.
Author's note. Fangs to bloody tears 666 for helping me with that chapter. BTW, prep, stop flaming my story. Okay?
What?
I have no idea. The next day, I woke up in my bedroom. It was snowing and raining again. I opened the door of my coffin and drank some blood from a bottle I had. My coffin was black ebony, and inside it was hot pink velvet with black lace on the ends. I got out of my coffin and took off my giant MCR shirt, which I used for pyjamas. Instead, I put on a black leather dress and a pentagram necklace, combat boots and black fishnets on. I put on four pairs of earrings in my pierced ears and put my hair in a kind of messy bun. My friend Willow, author's note, Raven, this is you.
Right,
my friend Willow woke up, then grinned at me. She flipped her long waist-length raven black hair with pink streaks and opened her forest green eyes. She put on her Marilyn Manson t-shirt and a black mini fish... A whole mini? Fucking hell. She got into a mini.
Nice.
Fishnets and a pointy high-heeled boots. We put on our makeup, black lipstick, white foundation, and black eyeliner. I saw you talking to Draco Malfoy yesterday, she said excitedly. Yeah, so, I said, blushing. Do you like Draco? She asked as we went to the Slytherin common room and Do you like Draco? She asked as we went out of the Slytherin common room and into the Great Hall. No, I so fucking don't, I shouted. Yeah, right, she exclaimed. Just then Draco walked up to me. Hi, he said. Hi, I replied flirtily. Would that be like, hi? Guess what, he said. What, I asked. Well, good Charlotte having a concert in Hogsmeade, he told me. Oh my fucking god, I screamed. I loved GC. They are my favourite band besides MCR. Well, do you want to go with me? He asked. I gasped. Chapter
3. What? What? Why are you there? That's just weird.
I mean, look. The whole thing's weird. So far, what's happened is that she's gone, hi. And he's gone, hey, and then it's been like, hi, do you want to go to a concert? She's like, oh my god. Fucking god.
We've established that she's a goth, and possibly a vampire.
She's a vampire goth.
Or she drinks blood.
Who goes to Hogwarts. So, chapter 3, author's note. Stop flamming that story, Prebs, okay? Otherwise, thanks to da gothic people for da good reviews. Thanks again, Raven. Oh yeah, BTW, I don't own this or the lyrics for Good Charlotte. So, just in case you were wondering, she does not own those.
Okay.
On the night of the concert, I put on my black lace-up boots. She likes to describe what she's wearing a lot.
Yeah, lots of.
And high heels. Underneath them were ripped red fishnets. I put on a black leather mini dress. With all this corset stuff on the back. You know, all this corset stuff.
Well, isn't that just a corset then, really?
I think it's just a corset.
Okay.
But the corset stuff was on the back and front, so yeah. It's just a corset.
Right, okay.
Then I put... underneath them were ripped red fishnets. I then put on a black leather mini dress with all... Let me start again. On the night of the concert, I put on a black lace-up boots with high heels. Underneath them were ripped red fishnets. I then put on a black leather mini dress with all this corset stuff on the back and front. I put on matching fishnets on my arms. I straightened my hair and made it look all spiky. Then I felt a little... Don't do this at home. So I slit one of my wrists. I read a depressing book while I waited for it to stop bleeding. And then listened to some Good Charlotte. I don't remember Good Charlotte being, like, depressing.
No.
And why would you be like, I feel a little depressed, so I'll cut myself.
Yeah.
And then read a depressing book.
Yeah, surely that'll make it worse.
Yeah. I painted my nails black and then put tons of black eyeliner. I hope it's literal tons.
Yeah.
There's a back of truck up and it smashes her in the face. Just like
the whole face was then just turned black.
Yeah, I then put on some black lipstick, yep, and didn't put on foundation because I was pale anyway. I drank some human blood, so I was ready to go to the concert. I guess she doesn't eat then.
No.
Because vampires don't usually eat, they just drink blood.
No, they just drink blood, yeah. Apparently food is bad for them, isn't it, or something?
Yeah. I went outside. Draco was waiting there in front of his flying car. Of course he was.
Yeah, of course he was.
He was wearing a Simple Plan t-shirt. They would play at the show too. Oh, so he's like, I'm not here to see the main guys. I'm here to see the support.
The support acts, yeah.
Douche. baggy black skater pants, black nail polish, and a little eyeliner. Author's note. A lot of cool boys wear it, okay? Boys is spelt B-O-I-Z, by the way.
Okay.
Hi, Draco, I said in a depressed voice. Hi, Ebony, he said back. We walked into his flying black Mercedes-Benz.
Ugh,
I mean,
ugh,
yeah,
I can't, ow. Why can't I go?
We walked into the car.
Why can't I go get inside the car?
It's great that our minds went to the same place. The license plate. Oh, listen to how cool this is. The license plate said 666. He must be a goth.
Well, it must be the devil, surely, 666.
Well, it's like goths love 666 as
true.
Well.
Or trying to call the devil, whichever.
Yeah. And we flew to the place with the concert, which was Hogmead. So, I mean, I think you can walk there.
Yeah.
On the way, we listened excitedly to Good Charlotte and Marilyn Manson. We both smoked cigarettes and drugs. Just drugs. We just smoked drugs. When we got there, we both hopped out of the car. We went to the mosh pit at the front of the stage and jumped up and down as we listened to Good Charlotte. Yeah.
Okay.
You've come in cold. You're covered in blood. They're all so happy you've arrived. The doctor cuts your cord and hands it to your mum. She sets you free into this life, sang Joel. I don't own the lyrics to that song. Joel is so fucking hot, I said to Draco, pointing to him as he sung, filling the club with his amazing voice. Imagine that. He is so fucking hot. And if I was Joel, I'd be like, fuck off.
Okay. Like, who are you?
Suddenly, Draco looked sad. Oh no, what's wrong? I asked as we moshed to the music. Then I caught on. Oh, fuck off. Really? Asked Draco hey, it's okay. I don't like him better than you! I said. Really? Asked Draco sensitively as he put his arm around me all protective. Really? I said. Besides, I don't even know Joel, and he's going out with Hilary fucking Duff. I fucking hate that little bitch. I said disgustedly, thinking of her ugly blonde face. Hilary Duff's face is not blonde, and it's not really... She's not ugly, is she?
No, she's not.
I don't really know. I wonder if they're married now. I guess they wouldn't have been at the time, maybe.
I don't know.
The night went on really well. Oh, good. And I had a great time. Good for you.
Good for you. Yep, totally.
So did Draco. After the concert, we drank some beer and asked Benji and Joel for their autographs and photos with them. We got Good Charlotte concert tees. Draco and I crawled back into the Mercedes-Benz. But Draco didn't go back to Hogwarts. Instead, he drove the car into the Forbidden Forest.
Oh, dear. Dun, dun, dun.
The next chapter, we'll finish this chapter and then we'll wrap up the episode.
Okay.
So, chapter 4, author's note. I said stop flaming. Okay, Ebony's name is Ebony, not Mary Sue, okay? So Mary Sue is like a phrase that people use about original characters where it's like they're overpowered, like, you know, they don't really have a personality or anything. Draco, that he is acting deferent, knew a shudder before, okay? Oh, I think it's supposed to be they knew each other before. Draco, I shouted, what the fuck do you think you're doing? Draco didn't answer, but he stopped the flying car and he walked out of it. I walked out of it too, curiously.
What the fucking hell?
I asked, angry. Ebony, he asked.
What?
I snapped. Draco leaned in extra close and looked into his... And I looked into his gothic red eyes. He was wearing colour contacts, which revealed so much depressing sorrow and evilness, and then suddenly I didn't feel mad anymore. And then suddenly, just as I... And then suddenly, just as I, Draco kissed me passionately. Draco climbed on top of me, and we started to make out keenly against a tree. He took off my top and I took off his clothes. I even took off my bra. Then he put his thingy into my you-know-what, and we did it for the first time. Oh, 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 I screamed. I was beginning to get an orgasm.
Wow.
We started to kiss everywhere, and my pale body became all warm, and then...
Dun, dun, dun.
What the hell are you, motherfucker? What the hell are you doing, you motherfuckers? Wow. It was... Dumbledore! What the hell are you doing, motherfuckers? It was Dumbledore. That's fucking the greatest way to end the chapter. Oh my god. And so, that is it. So I hope you guys are in a romantic mood now that you've heard the first few chapters of My Immortal. I will carry that on, I think.
Yeah, be fun.
Just because I really like it. It's just fucking amazing. So thank you so much for listening, guys. Don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch.tv. Dave's currently playing games and having a good time.
He is. What games? We're not quite sure of, but
yes. But you can check him out. There's nothing stopping you. No, go and check him out now, and tell him that I love him. And have a lovely
weekend.
Yeah, we love you guys. And
yeah,
next week more D&D. That's how much I love you.
Awesome.
Giving you more D&D. Anywho, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
Get out of my house.
Bye.
We love you.
Happy Valentine's.
Bye. What are you doing, you motherfuckers?